beautiful people, and welcome back to Having It Made with Alexandria Jade. I am your host, Alexandria Jade, and today I have the wonderful Ade Hakeem.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, from the Bronx, New York, VX.
Yes.
It's funny. My mom is from New York. So
hey, your mom's too?
Yeah, my family, they actually went to school. My mom went to school in Atlanta. Like every person I meet from the Bronx, I'd be like, yeah, my mom is from the Bronx. Like, she went to school in Atlanta.
Is Vander on Gun Hill Road?
I mean, shoot, don't ask me. I have no idea. How are you today? How's life treating you?
Doing good. I'm doing good. Just staying strong, staying healthy. You know, I got my vitamins right now.
As you should.
Yeah,
definitely.
No, I need to take some more, like, daily. I forget to take my vitamins, and I got some zinc.
Okay, zinc.
Yeah, I got some water. That's pretty much how I'm doing
right now. He pulled up to the interview prepared. He said, look, yeah, we gotta be prepared out here in these streets. How's everything been treating you, like, just the pandemic and everything?
Well, you know, I think that life has been blessing me. You know, like, I think I've been on the right track in terms of, like, work ethic. Like, just got a new apartment in August. You know, still in the Bronx, not too far from my mom. You know, still in a position to help my mom with the rent and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, like, it's almost like a dream, you know, to move out and also, like, not abandon my mom and not, like, just, like, leave her hanging.
Right.
That's been treating me well. Everybody else, like, in terms of, like, people have been annoying the shit out of me.
I feel it. I completely feel it. It's just a lot going on. And on top of that, the people in this world,
everybody's tense.
Everybody is so tense. Through these times, like, just your creative process, like, your creative abilities have been keeping you sane.
Oof. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, music's definitely been keeping me sane. Mm-hmm. Just putting out music is so fun and exciting, especially during these times. Like, I'm 20, almost 23. Mm-hmm. So, like, I just feel like, you know, people, when we were teens, you know, we feel like we want to, you know, express our maturity and our growth. But, like, I feel like in my 20s, I'm really young, and it's like a good young, like, healthy young. So I feel like I feel like a teenager, but the next part of a teenager, like the next.
Yeah.
Stage, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
a teenager who just has all of these responsibilities and a little bit more. Like, I have an old soul, but I still want to express my youth. And yeah, it's just like, it's all just coming to me. I'm healing my traumas and everything. It's good.
So tell me about the music. How'd you get started?
Been creating music for like 7 years now, since I was like 14, 15. And I started off like just rapping, kind of like parody raps, you know what I mean? Because like, I'm from the hood, but I didn't live a hood lifestyle. So like, you know, I was very sheltered. My mom like really sheltered me, and I wasn't exposed to things that would scar me too much. Of course, like, just life happens, but like, so I didn't live, like, usually like the idea and the narrative of what a hip hop artist should be, I didn't live that life, you know? But I still love music, and I still love like just the craft of it. So I started off like kind of like making jokes at first, but then like as I really started to tune into my true self and who I was at the time, I started taking it more serious, and I had a vision. Like, I was like, oh shit, I gotta start making music. And it was very like conflicting, because everybody at the time wanted to be a rapper. Everybody at the time had their own little mixtape, and you know, and I didn't want to blend in with everybody, and it was very conflicting. I really had to like own it and be confident about it, because people would be like, what do you want to do, or what do you like, and I'll be like, rapper, you know. But then I'll be like self-conscious about it, you know what I mean? And but now, you know, now I just kind of grew into that. So but at the time, it was just like, yeah, I was self-conscious, but I just loved the music. It kept me sane, like it still does today.
Shut up.
This that feeling when you get about the struggle, overcome your fears to focus on your hustle. Got heavy responsibilities that I juggle, but I'm still gonna be the man I wanna be in double. Some people looking for a dream they can smuggle. They try to make me flinch, but I didn't move a muscle. This my highest self speaking, without the muzzle. The positive seeds started sprouting like some Brussels. Looking within, it's confiding and it's trustful. I know my true power, you don't wanna meet the knuckles. Got love for my people, keep them out of trouble. They say strap for protection like seatbelt buckles. Many changes that I need to readjust, so I had to play the cards right, couldn't ask to reshuffle. Uh-oh, the truth is less subtle. Don't get close or it might burst your bubble.
Heard you as an artist. You were actually on the playlist that I downloaded. You were on Jay Versace Summer Night Straw.
Oh shit. Yeah.
I was like, this song is really cool. I'm a fan of Jay Versace, just his work. Just to come across like different artists and have you on the playlist was really dope. Was On the Better Things your first project?
As Adeh Hakeem, yes, it was. I used to go under the name of Six Press. Mm-hmm. And Onto Better Things was when I was like already trying to, you know, see, I was always wanting to be an independent artist, you know, mm-hmm. That was no doubt about it. But I was around people that kind of wanted to be industry, you know, and at one point it was so hard for me to like remember my original vision because there was so many people trying to make it, quote unquote. And I was around a lot of people who weren't being authentic to themselves and making music for clout, making music for, you know, not for themselves. And I was kind of losing. I remember really losing it. Like, what am I here for? Why am I doing this again? And I was on the verge of quitting so many damn times. Mm-hmm. And, around Onto Better Things, it was just a release. I just like, I'm going to get rid of Six Press and just be Adeh Hakeem. I'm not gonna be the stage alias. I'm gonna be my first and middle name. And Onto Better Things represents like Onto Better Things now. Like I've changed, you know, like I'm not really looking. At that point I let go of, you know, kissing people's ass to make money off of music. I was like, all right, I'm just gonna protect myself first and get this job at Trader Joe's and, you know, still make music because that's never gonna go anywhere. But I'm just gonna just, in my mind, just like not do the most for a rap check. Mm-hmm. And then thankfully, you know, when I let go, more opportunities came, mm-hmm. More things happened. Now I sell my own beats and stuff like that. But yeah, Adeh Hakeem is the first project for that is Onto Better Things.
So you just dropped The Walk Off and From Time Before. Mm-hmm. Wonderful projects, I must say. I have Thank some you. Favorites. So were you like working on these projects at the same time?
No, actually not. The Walk Off was more new. Time From Time Before is like from time before, like an old beat tape, mm-hmm. that just like a collection of beats that represent a time of my life that I felt like it was it was kind of a hard time for me from time before, but the beats, I'm making beats really like helped me get through. And you know, some of those beats, you know, some rappers were supposed to use it, you know, but they never did. And back in the day, like I really like gave my favorite rappers or people that I would like view up there, I would give them like beats that really meant a lot to me. And you know, they never used it. You know, maybe it was intimidating, maybe it was too much, because I know if I get a beat from someone and it's really nice, I want to always give my best and I don't want to waste it. But I don't know why they didn't use it, but I took it back because, you know, a lot of relationships aren't the same from like 3 years ago. So I wanted people to hear that music, and it kind of just kind of describes the whole mood of how I would. Like, those are all old beats from 2017, 2016, and a little bit of 2018, but not really. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to put that out.
What can you say is like your favorite songs off of the project?
The Walk Off?
Yes.
I would say maybe like Old News.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that dropped as a single.
Mm-hmm.
The backdrop of this Zoom is like the colors of it.
Yeah.
So that one gets me hype. Like, that, it just actually gets me hype. Take Things Slow is good because I don't think I've ever made a song like that. Like a well-structured song. Usually my songs are like 1 minute, but that song is like 4 minutes of just hooks and easygoing music. It's not forcing any of my views on people. No real message except for just take it slow, just chill, just vibe. And what else? Oh, I'm forgetting. My favorite song definitely is Let's Move On. And that song just represents knowing that I'll get through the obstacles in life because I received love from my family. And, you know, and it's to share a remembrance of my grandmother who passed away 3 years ago as well. And just like so much she's taught me, you know, in my life. I know without a doubt that she's still watching over me and she's still living through me.
Cause my karma is great. Blessed cause I got a lot on my plate. Nothing ever got in the way. Nothing ever got in the way. So I'ma go hard in the paint. Yeah, I'ma go hard in the paint. I know these obstacles are part of the game. No longer will I harness the pain. Even when they try to tarnish my name, sometimes I'm a target in the face to blame. Still love everybody the same. Still got real nigga DNA in my veins. Hakeem winning, change the game. These thoughts like a pot of gold coming straight from my brain. Papa told me stay in my lane. Mama showed me how to break through the chains. I got my family, I can't complain. Last night grandma visited in my dream. It's been 3 years since she left the domain. But she would never die, she would always remain. I don't do shit for the fame. I'm a young man that can never be tame. Worked very hard for the things I obtained. Manifested every goal written in ink. More peace, more light, I was able to gain. And I know I got my ancestors to thank.
I learned from all the things I used to do wrong. Let go of the weight that I moved on. Learned from all the things I used to do wrong. Let go of the weight that I moved on. Learned from all the things I used to do wrong. Let go of the weight that I moved on. Learned from all the things I used to do wrong. Let go of the weight that I moved on. Learned from all the things I used to do wrong. Let go of the weight that I moved on. Learned from all the things I used to do wrong. Let go of the weight that I moved on. To do wrong, let go of the weight, then I moved on.
When I listen to your beats, I feel like I'm in a video game. Like, do you play video games? Like, how do you get that influence?
I played a lot of video games, and that's funny. I sample video games too. Like, I sample anything that like gives me nostalgia. So I think that
I can tell.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that trying to, you know, incorporate a lot of my childhood into the music makes me feel happy, and even if people don't understand it, I understand it. You know, maybe my brother will understand it. Like,
and for someone new that's wanting to listen to your music, how would you describe the music that you typically create?
Sometimes obscure, So it's definitely different. It's definitely different. Like, I don't think I sound like anybody. So I can get inspired by other people. I definitely have many inspirations. Like Andre 3000 is one of them. Especially for happiest people in the world, web, Andre 3000, Outkast inspired, you know, a couple tracks on that project. But I still think it sounds pretty much unique. I don't really know how to describe it. I just call it new age of hip hop, like new age of hip hop, you know. Where it's like, it's not like boom bap, but it's not trap. It's kind of somewhere in between in terms of the rhythm. You know what I mean? Because I think the flow, like the flow that, like, you know, some trap artists have is like incredible. And people overlook that fact because, you know, maybe what they're talking about, or maybe they're not talking at all. But I think that the flow is really, like, it's incredible. It's fun. It puts you in a trance in a sense. So I try to, like, take inspiration from everything, you know, and just try to be more like, it's like, I guess, like, one word or a couple words to describe, there's a lot of positive affirmations in the music because it's for myself. So when I listen to it, I remember where I want to head towards and where my goals are. And I think it helps other people too. So there's a lot of positive manifestations and all of that.
Well, I want to say thank you so much for joining me today. The wonderful idea, Hakeem.
I did an interview the other day and it did not go, I'm not going to say it didn't go well, but like, I think the dude just kind of wanted to talk about the COVID aspect and like argue.
Really?
He was going in circles a little bit. And I was just like, oh, this yeah. is not really about
it. But, you're trying to badger me. Like, yeah, you're just
And then he put up a freaking preview of it like today and sent me the link, and I saw the link and it was all about COVID. It wasn't about the music. And then he edited it like in a way where it was like making him look right and stuff. It was real cringy, but I still shared it just so you know.
This interview was
blessed. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Did you share the post on your page? I definitely want to check that out.
Yeah, on my Twitter, I shared it. I'll link it to you.
And where can we find your music?
Yeah, you can find my music on all streaming platforms under Ade Hakeem or Six Press. And you can find me on Bandcamp. I also do, I'm starting to create a YouTube channel. Well, I always had a YouTube channel, but I'm starting to be a YouTuber, if that, you know, a YouTube influencer, if that's what they call themselves. But along those things, like, I talk about, you know, my journey as an independent artist and, just self-releasing music. And I talk about a lot of different things that I feel like are gems. Mm-hmm. And if anybody, you know, is interested, I also do, like, beat making videos on there, too. Mm-hmm. I do beat making lessons, too, if anybody needs that. Like, and I do it through this program Ableton, and we will go on Zoom like we are now, and I'll just show you the walkthrough step by step. Well, much love to you, and thank you, and everybody that's listening. Appreciate
yes, and I will catch you beautiful people next week.
Time I just speak for myself, had to practice what I preach to believe in myself. All them feelings that I felt, all them people that has helped, can't live in regret because it's bad for my health.